Dinosaurs with hands coming out of their face.
Dinosaurs aren't real. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Joe.
What's up?
Yeah, it was a high five.
It was a high five.
It was a medium five.
Because it wasn't over our head?
Yeah.
Welcome. What day is today?
Saturday.
Wait a minute.
It's Saturday, Joe.
But we just did the show on Saturday.
We do it every Saturday.
But how are you listening to it?
We do it on Saturday.
No, but wait, how are you listening to it?
Through iTunes?
It's shipped out on Saturdays, man.
Yeah, and...
Made on Saturdays?
Made on Saturdays, shipped out on Saturdays. You're getting this fresh. That's how they call it in the industry.
Yeah, which we're part of.
Mm-hmm, the industry.
Hey, look at this. See that?
Vader.
Vader time.
What are you, Spock or Vader?
Vader.
Okay.
Actually, I'm trying to make the letter V.
Oh, V.
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 For a little movie we saw called...
V for Vendetta.
Jurassic Park. That's what I was talking about.
Jurassic Park
4. But let's talk about V for Vendetta, since that's what we saw.
It was amazing.
It was a pretty good movie.
No. Amazing.
It was an amazing movie.
Before we talk about this, I have to tell you something. I was listening to our show previous, the one before this one.
Okay.
I think it was called Pizza Hut is Redonkulous.
It is. I agree.
You mentioned that I went on two dates, but we didn't get into the second date.
You want to...
We talked about our second date. In our other program called Ice Cream Sandwich Radio.
Where can I find that?
Blogspot.com.
That's where I can find it.
So people thought like I went on two dates.
Did you?
I went on a date with Joe. Mandate.
Mandate, that's right. Mandate. You're not a two-timer.
No.
Unless you count me.
Yeah, I guess so. Alright, anyway, so get back to V for Vendetta.
Awesome movie.
Who's in this movie?
Let me tell you who's in this movie. Okay. John Hurt.
John Hurt.
John Hurt, the storyteller?
Oh, yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, he's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget.
Natalie Portman.
She's got a little crush on me.
She has a little crush on Joe.
She does.
I heard, there's a, let's play that voicemail that you got on your phone.
Let's do it.
Joe, this is Natalie Portman. I have a crush on you. Bye.
See, told you. Little crush.
Little crush on
got
me.
Got a little crush.
You know, I'm flattered.
But, how'd she hear about you?
We had a little incident.
A little incident.
You know, when I tried to blow up the set of episode 3.
You met her there?
Yeah. She was, what are you doing? I'm just trying to blow up the set so this redonkulous movie can't be made.
It's like you failed, because it was made and I saw it in the theater with you. Why did you go see it?
I don't know. It was horrible. Why did I see that movie? It's redonkulously bad.
Yeah.
Getting back to V, though.
Okay.
For Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking if you're out there. Hey, what is this, some sort of crazy action movie? No.
Well, kind of. A little action.
Three scenes of action.
Really? You counted?
That's it. I counted. I was like, let me get my notebook here. I'm going to count how many action scenes. Just three.
Just three.
Three amazing scenes.
Boy. Okay, what was the first one? Or do we not want to say that?
Let's not spoil it, because it just came out. Okay. But wait a minute. Did this movie come out on Friday? So we saw it yesterday, right?
No, we didn't, Joe. Sneak preview.
That's right. This new thing called sneak previews. They just invented it for us.
Well, it's just for me and you. And the 10 people that were in the theater with us.
Mm-hmm. Steve, Ray... we brought my girlfriend Erica.
Winston
was there.
And like at the end of the movie, he stood up and he goes, "I love this town."
I don't know why he did that, but
yeah,
I loved it.
Weird. A little weird.
Thank you, Winston. Can we talk about the trailers, maybe, that we saw?
Yeah, sure.
Can we talk about that?
Did I see a Superman trailer?
You did.
That was awesome.
Christopher Reeve never looked better.
Yep. They went to his grave where he's buried, right?
Yeah.
They did a zombie dance. Do you know what a zombie dance
is? I'm not quite sure what a zombie dance is.
Okay, everyone who's listening to this, stand up.
Okay.
Put your arms straight out, parallel to each other. Bend your knees 50 times.
Zombie dance?
That's a zombie dance. That's how you raise people from the grave.
So don't do this if you're by a cemetery.
You have to be standing on someone's grave.
Alright, so if you're standing on someone's grave,
don't do it.
Don't do that. Unless you want to come back.
Okay, so they brought him back. He's a zombie. Still in a wheelchair, though.
Oh, how did they get around that obstacle?
The wheelchair dance.
There's a wheelchair dance?
Yes. Yeah, it's not a lot of paraplegics know it, but they can come out of whatever, you know, they don't have to be paraplegic anymore. It's got to do the wheelchair dance. I'm not going to tell you how to do that.
You got to look that up.
Yeah.
Online. Yeah. Where we found it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe that. Way to go.
Wheelchairdance.com.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, so I think that's going to be a good movie.
What, Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good trailer.
Yeah. I hope it's a good movie.
I hope so, too.
there's a lot of things that can go wrong with that.
No, like, one major thing that can go wrong.
Which is what?
It could suck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how it'll go wrong. If it sucks, it will totally go wrong.
Yeah.
What other trailers do we see?
Oh, don't forget.
Chicken Little 2?
Mm-hmm.
No.
The Fast and the Furious 3, a.k.a. Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yeah, that's the third one.
Yeah.
Because they had Too Fast, Too Furious.
Right.
Which is a sequel.
With Ludacris, right? Ludacris was in that?
Was he? I don't know.
He's a great thespian, that Ludacris. We love all his videos. He translates so well to the big screen. Tokyo Drift? I'll see that movie instead of being tortured by electric shock to my
I'd much rather nuts. The torture.
To your nuts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than watching that movie.
Yeah.
I agree. The movie's horrible. And they give you, like, the whole plot in the trailer.
Of what plot it has.
Right.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know, we have to race cars somehow to fight.
We gotta get these Japanese people.
Yeah.
Because they're evil and their cars can drift. We gotta learn their technology so we can bring it back to the U.S.
Yeah, they got these crazy, like, mini discs they're playing in their cars.
Mini discs. Yeah, so that looks horrible.
That does.
What are the
trailers? Mission Impossible 3. Or as I like to call it, let's just blow a bunch of shit up in front of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and make him look sort of cool.
No.
It's not.
It looks so stupid.
Yeah. I will say, the best part of the trailer, him on the boat.
Yeah.
Smiling. With a bunch of chicks, I think.
I think also Ving Rhames coming back as a black fireman, nonetheless.
Wait, there's no such thing as a black fireman.
Watch Mission Impossible. There is. Oh, speaking of African-American people, mm-hmm. or black people,
mm-hmm.
commercial before the movie for VCast or something. One of those phone things.
Really? I don't remember this.
Remember you? Yeah, I...
Tell me about
it. I totally looked at you and you looked at me.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was it?
It's like this dark room.
Okay.
Sporting event, like a locker room.
Okay.
All right? It's hockey players.
Yeah.
This is a black guy on the team.
What?
I'm not saying that black people can't play hockey. I'm just saying most black people would probably agree with me. He's thrown in there just so there's a black guy in the commercial.
Yeah, true. How about Asians? Do Asians play hockey? Are there a lot of Asians?
There's a lot of Asians.
No, I mean in the sport of hockey. Any Asians?
I don't know any.
No.
They don't know of a one.
Native Americans, huh?
There's some Native Americans.
Really?
There are.
Did they invent hockey?
They did.
Yeah.
They invented everything.
Lacrosse. I know they invented lacrosse.
Actually, they didn't. You know who invented it? You know who invented lacrosse? Let me tell you who.
Who?
Guy Lafleur.
What?
The hockey player.
He invented lacrosse?
His name is Guy.
That's awesome. Like Guy LaDouche.
Love that guy.
From the show.
I love Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
It's a great show.
I think it's an underrated show.
I think it was good when it first started out.
Overdone?
Yeah.
Overdone a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, how many times can you say Gila Douche?
You can say that a lot. I can say it about, like, 50 times.
In a row?
Gila Goose. Gila Douche. Gila Douche. I'm not going to do it all the way.
I was going to stop you by 24, I think.
Wow.
Because that'd be, like, enough that'd be annoying, but at least it's not 50.
Yeah.
Not even half. It's, like, before half.
I got movies in the mail the other day. Movies. A VHS.
That's dark-sided. Wait, VHS?
I love VHS.
Wait a minute,
stop. They're coming back.
No way.
They are coming back.
Are you trying to tell me
Full force.
DVD's a fad? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, total fad. Like,
how is VHS better?
Okay. Number one, the box. It's thicker. It's cooler.
It's big and chunky?
Yeah, I like chunky things. Like peanut butter.
Mm.
You like smooth peanut butter? What's wrong with you?
I know.
You like DVDs. What's wrong with you?
I do like DVDs.
VHS, chunky.
Let me give you a counterpoint.
Okay.
DVDs, cooler box. Thin. Oh. I can carry it. Hey, I want to go somewhere. I'm going to stick this DVD in my ass.
No. Come on, VHS. VHS.
It's not coming back.
DVD.
You're just saying the letters of the name. It's not even arguing.
Oh, Joe, we only got a minute left. Let me tell you what movie. Let me tell you how to get VHS. Great movies.
Tell me.
For $1.
Okay.
For $1. Plus shipping. So,
all right, it's so a little more. Really a dollar.
But it's awesome.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Troma.com. Go there.
I'm going to go there.
VHS. For $1.
Their movies.
Good, yeah. Well, they also have other companies that they support. Which are $1.
$1.
Do you ever hear of The Toxic Avenger?
I have heard of
great
this
movie.
Guy.
Great movie. $1.
No. Stop
class, it. Class Newcomb High.
Can I get a DVD?
$1.
Wait, can I get a DVD?
Yeah, but do you want to spend $15 or $20 on DVD?
Maybe, because I can carry the box.
5 seconds, Joe.
Alright, dinosaurs, hands, and heads.
No, they're not.
They're named Steve.
Dinosaurs don't even exist.
Oh my god.
Play some voicemails now.
Voicemails. Mails left by voice.
You guys, your show's called I Heart Snacks.
Ben, Joe, this is Frank. I love Ice Cream Sandwich Radio, so now I'm listening to this show, and I have to say, you guys make shows.